Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kick off your future with the law firm of Kondorian Murad, the official G&D show sponsor. They'll help protect your assets, update your will and trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com and mention the show to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Shout out to all of our listeners who have tweeted me at Grant H. Paulson to tell me Shannon Miller. Marissa Miller was the American gymnast who I was thinking of. Do you remember Shannon Miller?
No. Literally cannot picture her face at all.
I want to say it was like the, maybe it was Dominic Dawes' time frame,
okay,
who you referenced. I want to say it was a particularly notable U.S. women's team. Maybe Carrie Strug, maybe after, I don't know. But she was like Shannon Miller, for some reason to me, when I think about that team, is like she was the captain or something. Very Olympic-y, very, her and Bob Costas.
She was the leader?
Bunch. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking.
Shannon Miller.
I also could be making this up completely. But for some reason, that name, Marissa Miller, was in my head. But it was Shannon Miller. Kyle Finnegan is the closer for the Nationals. You will hear our interview with him in just a moment. But we've also got a lineup questions.
We do.
For Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. G&D's Tony's Mailbag coming up at 6:10 right here on The Fan. You've got to tell us what you want us to talk about. This is your chance for the Ask Us Anything, to get us to answer questions, sports or non-sports, on topic or off topic, anything that you'd like. You want to hear us comment on something that we haven't brought up on the show? You want to hear us get to the bottom of a sports topic that is outside of our normal wheelhouse? We do this because no one's ever done it before.
That's right.
It's the Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
It's innovative.
Somehow, no one ever came up with this segment. So we're bringing it to you. Also, you know why we do it? Honestly, sneaky.
What?
People complain a lot. They're like, why don't you guys talk about this or do this? One segment a week where it's your fault if we don't. You want to hear us break something down?
I wasn't going to say that, but that's 100% true.
We're putting the ball in your court, man.
Yeah, where it's like, you don't have an excuse. If you're like, why don't you guys talk about professional lacrosse? You miss your window, bro.
Well, I'll be honest. If you call us and ask us to talk about professional lacrosse, you're not going to get that great a breakdown.
The Boston Cannons, man. So,
I'm saying? Big believer in calling between 6 and 10 a.m. and asking Eric Bickle for his insight.
Bickle, comma,
I'm a
Eric.
Maryland Whipsnakes guy, by the way.
Are you really?
That's my squad.
There you go.
Kyle Finnegan, very consistent Nats reliever, spring training, got to the bottom of his offseason and how he can take another step as a closer.
Yeah, no, thank you guys for having me on. It's crazy to think that this is my fifth spring training with the Nationals already. It's been a fun ride, and we're excited to get it going.
You've always been nasty, but your splitter last year was like turbo nasty. What did you do different, like in development of that pitch?
I think just throwing it more, and you kind of figure different things out with it and what makes it click, and it just clicked for most of the season last year, and I just got to that point where I just didn't have to think about much. I just had to throw it, and it was working.
Like you found a grip, and now it's like the grip does the work. Yeah.
I mean, everything that I've always liked to throw is like set the grip and just rip it. And when you're in that place, it's a really good place to be. And I was able to execute it at the bottom of the zone. I think that was a big thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to get the splitter down, and I was able to execute that more times than not. And led to a bunch of success.
You've been really durable, creeping up on 70 appearances in the last three seasons, and your numbers are almost, I don't want to say identical, but like really consistent year to year. I'm sure you feel like each year you're either a little better or a little different, but you've kind of gotten to the back of the baseball card. You know, where do you think you're at just big picture in reaching your ceiling, and what's the next step for you?
Yeah, no, I think I've left some meat on the bone these last couple of years. You know, I've had some tough Septembers, you know, for whatever reason, but I'd like to.
Do you feel like maybe you just run into a wall or what?
Not really. Like, I feel really good at the end of the year. It's just, you know, almost like coincidental, like the same as I always pitch really well throughout the heat of the summer. It's just, you know, I don't know what it is, but I definitely want to finish out the season strong, and, you know, I'm happy with the stats I've been able to put up, but I think there's some more to be desired for me.
Are there numbers that you care about? I mean, obviously, you want to win games, and that's obviously why you guys are all here, as highly competitive athletes. But is there something you look at where you go, even if the like two pop-ups fall in, you get a quote-unquote loss, is there a number that you go, you know what, I want to maintain this here?
Yeah, for me, getting ahead of hitters. So how many guys am I getting ahead of? Mm-hmm. Because the, you know, statistical advantage when you're ahead and behind is just astronomical. So I want to get ahead of hitters, so limiting walks. And the whip is a big one I look at because, you know, less base runners, less right. opportunity. So whip, and then, you know, saves, obviously, because you get a save, we win the game.
That's true. Handshakes.
Average 97.3 miles an hour last year on the fastball, 93rd percentile in baseball. The closer for the Nationals, Kyle Finnegan, is with us. I'm really, like, overly obsessed right now with the idea of Doolittle on the staff and his role, because I've kind of felt for a while like that conduit between numbers and staff, particularly here with this group of coaches, I think was just missing. What do you hope he adds? And have you noticed, are we too early to kind of get a feel for what kind of impact he's going to have?
I think his impact has, I've already felt his impact personally. You know, he's that perfect bridge between player and coach. You know, he's fresh out of the game, but he has the mind of, you know, he's so intellectual when it comes to analytics and how the body works and how, you know, how you execute pitches. So he's helped me a ton already. I'm actually, you know, developed a new pitch over the off season with his help, and it's been really good this spring. So excited to use that. And Doolittle's been a really good shoulder to lean on for advice.
Is it weird at all? I mean, you were his peer. You're just pitching next to him. I would think of it as like my buddy who is a year older, like graduates from high school, and now he's my substitute teacher when he comes back from college. Right? That relationship.
Yeah.
Is
well,
that strange at all?
Like in the bullpen, you know, talking to guys, we're always talking about the game and just throwing stuff off each other. And he's a guy that's like, dude, when you're done, like, you would be such a good coach. And sure enough, here he is. And I'm reaping the benefits of his help.
Grant was talking about your velocity. I think we take it for granted now, Kyle. You've always thrown hard. Your average fastball velocity is damn near 2.5 miles an hour faster than it was just a couple of years ago. It's just sort of this normal thing now where guys are in a lab and this TrackMan this and we can find all this stuff. I don't really have a great question other than it's remarkable how you guys can kind of keep adding and stacking, and it's this arms race, no pun intended. That work, though, that you've put in to be able to do that, again, you've always thrown hard, but now it's like ridiculous velocity, as Grant kind of mentioned. How do you build that? I mean, that's pretty amazing to me.
You know, we're just aging like a fine wine.
Yeah.
I think it's just you learn every year that goes by, you learn something new about your body and mm-hmm. how you move, and the game has swung so far into the weight room and analytics, and you just pick up little pieces and you tailor that into your program. You know, all of our bodies move differently, so you got to figure out what works for you. And I feel like I've been able to find a really consistent program. And I, you know, I feel really good with where my body's at. And when you do that, you slowly start to see it climb. And it's really exciting, and it's a testament to how much work you put in. So I'm just going to keep doing what I've been doing.
Kyle Finnegan of the Nationals on Grant and Danny. What percentage of the discussions in the bullpen during the game are about baseball?
Oof. The first five innings, slim to none.
Okay.
No.
First five innings, like 10%.
Yeah.
And then now we're starting to work our way through the game, like sixth, seventh inning, where we're playing the matchups a little bit.
Yeah, no, we enjoy watching the game and following the starters, and, you know, but we're loose the first couple innings. And then, you know, slowly as that gets closer to that phone ringing, guys start moving around and getting locked in and going over the hitters that may be coming up, or talk a lot of mechanics, a lot of, you know, there's always guys that are working on stuff, so we bounce things off each other. But definitely as the innings go by, we get more and more locked in.
Yeah, so like top two, it's like, would you rather fight one giant-sized duck or a thousand little ducks or
exactly.
like that kind of stuff?
Exactly.
Who's a guy that you're like, okay, come on, dude. Can you? There's a game. Is there anybody that you have to call out every once in a while, like police it out there a little bit?
You know, me and Harvey get going pretty good down there.
Yeah.
He's a fun one to hang out with down there. Keeps it loose, keeps it light. You know, it's our job, but it's a game mm-hmm. at the same time. So you got to keep it light. We play a lot of games. It can drag on sometimes. So He does a good job of keeping us on our toes, keeping it fun. And, you know, the whole group of guys, we've, you know, some of us have been together for years now, so it's enjoyable.
During the season, do you eat what you want, or are you pretty militant and healthy about your diet?
I eat really well, like breakfast, lunch, and pregame, and then dinner, like, hands off.
Is that after the game?
Yeah.
That's late night. But are you out at a restaurant, or is that just a spread in the clubhouse? Or
yeah, we get dinner after the games in the clubhouse, so I'll eat pretty good there. And then when I get home, you know, I got my stash.
Snacker?
Home. Yeah.
What do you got?
I like ice cream. A lot of ice cream. I eat ice cream more days than not, probably.
Wow. What's your go-to flavor?
I'm big Ben & Jerry's. Give me the Ben & Jerry's pint.
Of course you are.
And you can't not finish the whole pint.
Right.
So you're the guy, if you open your freezer, you've always got a bunch of pints.
Oh, yeah.
Just because you're going to mow through those.
Yep, and they're all in the wrapper, because if I open one, I'm finishing it.
Strong.
Do you think when you're done, you'll be like that pitching coach with the belly? You know what I'm talking about? Like, when you're not working out the same way, and it's like that old grizzled guy with, like, you know, looks normally in shape, except it's an ice cream belly.
You know,
is that in your future one day?
It's possible.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you. I ask myself that all the time. Like, who am I going to be when I'm done? If I'm just going to throw in the towel, or, you know, keep working out, but my love for sweets will not go away. Definitely not.
We appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and have a great season.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kyle.
Kyle Finnegan of the Nationals on Grant and Danny from our trip to West Palm Beach. We got a lot more conversations that we will be sprinkling into the program over the next week or so as we get closer and closer to opening day. By the way, the Nats are playing a spring training game tonight. They just fell behind by a couple of runs. They got a winning record so far in spring training. Not worth a lot, but worth noting. Josiah Gray gave up a two-run homer in the first to Nolan Gorman in the game tonight. It is time, as we wind down this final segment of our final show of the week on a Friday, it's Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Your chance to ask us whatever you'd like to hear us discuss on Grant and Danny. Matt is in Stafford. Hello, Matty. How are
Matty.
You?
Matty.
Dominique Lucianu.
Good one.
Damn it. I should have had that one.
I kept picturing her, but I couldn't pull her name.
I couldn't pull it.
I wanted to say Mariachi Lucianu for some reason.
And Tara Lipinski. They were my favorite girls back when I was in sixth grade.
Is she an ice skater?
Figure skater, I thought.
Lipinski, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I only had crushes on girls who were Olympic medalists. But
it's a good place to be.
It's a good place to start it.
American heroes.
If all the on-air talent and producers from 106.7 that are on from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Ended up on a deserted island and crashed, who would be Jason Bishop's second in command?
This is a good question.
Interesting. So are you looking for leadership qualities, attributes, and things like that?
I think he's suggesting plane goes down, we're all on the plane.
Right.
Which wouldn't happen because we never all travel.
Am I right? Okay.
But let's just say we're on a plane, yep. We're traveling, and now we have to live together on an island for a while.
So assuming Bishop's the leader for some reason.
So I thought that was a funny thing.
That's a good thing.
I mean, here's the thing. Bishop, I don't think we'd see Bishop. He would just go to another part of the island and do his own thing.
He'd do his own thing.
But who runs the show, do you think? Who at that
point? Bishop
point,
would just build a little fort and call it Bonefish, you know, and just hang out there. So Brian Mitchell's like has natural leadership qualities. Like, people listen to Brian. You know what I mean? Like, he's authoritative. He's experienced. He's, you know, he's the best cook out of all of us. You know what I mean? So he could probably build a fire and help make food, and then all of a sudden by transitivity, just sort of by ipso facto, he's kind of in charge.
I think he is probably the chef, and he's the guy, like, we have to go catch animals and bring them back to him at the fire. I think I'm going to go EB. I'm going to say EB just kind of naturally is the leader of the group.
Helps lead.
I don't know. Cakes, I feel like, is
we'd
just
be in trouble there.
Do skits and bits. Maybe, you know what? JP Flame could, like, take the mantle and be like, just draw.
This is how we survive.
The number of days in the sand. He's going to keep a very tight plan for all of us. If we stray, he's going to let us know about it. I'm going to change my vote. I think J.P. Flame is probably a leader of the group.
To me, he's the worker, right? When we're all like, I'm tired, he's like the one gathering all the sticks and the stones.
If we ever get off the island, it'll be because
J.P. did it.
Tracked down the helicopter.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to keep putting the SOS up, even though it washes away every day.
Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville on G&D. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Now I'm just imagining that scenario is going to devolve into a mature adult version of Lord of the Flies
quickly.
Very much so.
So that last caller almost stole my thought because you were rattling off all the U.S. gymnasts. And I have to tell you, your boy was a very big fan of the female gymnasts back in 1988 and 1992. And there was one in particular, Svetlana Boganskaya, who did a lot of things for Chris in Hyattsville.
Because you appreciate the artistry of gymnastics.
Exactly. Yes. The form, the artistry, the grace.
Is Summer Olympics this summer?
Yeah.
Okay. I am a Summer Olympics guy, by
rightfully
the way.
So.
Winter Olympics, Summer Olympics I love.
So who was your – I want to ask you guys, who was your teen crush back in the day?
Oh,
celeb style, not like, you know, Crystal Ball or whatever, Grant. Like, you know.
Well, she was my swim team coach.
Like, legit. Yeah, we know.
Also, she was.
And she's a celebrity.
She also could be my crush. She was 8 years older than me, I think. She was like 18.
That's like that perfect super crush status. Yeah.
She was 18 or 19 as my swim team coach when I was like 10 and 11. I was a big fan of hers as a swim team coach, but it's getting weird. Danny, who is your celebrity crush?
There were two. I'm of the age demographic where this is standard. Everybody listening who's in their 40s knows these two already. It is Alyssa Milano and Tiffany Amber Thiessen, a.k.a. Kelly Kapowski. If you were a dude, that's what you did.
Mary-Kate Olsen. I was big on Mary-Kate Olsen in high school. A little deeper cut for you, Rachel Bilson.
Oh, sure.
I don't know if you have any file.
She was on The O.C.?
There was a show called The O.C. By the way, Darius, find me Phantom Planet.
California.
California.
I mean, that song stinks.
Looking out for number one, California. Did you ever watch The O.C.?
We talked about this before. I watched a single episode of The O.C. because my buddies, the Walkmen, were on it at the end.
Basically, it was like a... soap opera for teenagers is the way I would describe it. It was a great TV show.
Yeah, like it took the place like 90210 before
I,
it, you know.
I was in high school in summer, Rachel Bilson. I think my crush for her was stronger than probably my crush for anyone as a young person. I'm trying to think of further back than that, like whose poster's on your wall. I don't know if I had much, but man, Rachel Bilson. This song is a banger, by the way.
Like,
you gotta let it kick in.
There was like
Phantom
some
Planet.
Movie time, and then the industry was like, nah, we're good on that.
There you go.
Not doing any more movies. Ugh.
California, here we come. Right back where wait till when he really kicks in the pipes.
When he really does it.
What a great show. Right here. Your boy is 15 again right now. Let's go. What a show. Let's go to Bill in Baltimore, home of the Orioles. 101 wins last year. What's up, Bill?
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
What a segment. Can't believe nobody ever
did. Hey, yeah. So, hey, guys, what if Odyssey says, Grant and Danny, you're no longer needed in D.C. We want you to go to one of these three cities and talk about their team.
Ooh.
Dallas, New York, and Philadelphia. Which one do you avoid like the plague, and which one do you suck it up and do it?
Is this like a Mary bleep?
Oh, man, yeah.
A bleep, bleep, bleep situation?
I'll start here. I ain't going to Philadelphia. I'm not doing that one.
It's a great question.
I'm not doing that.
We got to live there, though.
Yeah, I know. That's my point.
New York would be the number, my number one. I'm not doing that. Like I could not live in New York. Not like I don't, I don't want to live in, I couldn't live in New York. Absolutely not. Nothing. No, thank you. So that's number one out there. So now I'm debating between Dallas and Philly. Dallas has the Mavericks, the Stars, the Cowboys. I'll do the Phillies. I'll go to Philly.
Yeah, that's a no for me, dog.
I got a cousin that lives in Philly. Good buddy of mine, a little brother-cousin situation.
Okay.
He and his wife and their two kids are there. I've had some good Italian meals there. I guess Philly of those three options.
I wouldn't want to do either, any of the three. That's why this is a great question. New York would be the one seed of where I could, where I would go. Dallas, I guess, is the two begrudgingly, and I don't know if there's enough money. I mean, there is, but I don't know if there's enough realistic money for Philadelphia.
Texas, no. Do they have no state income tax? Isn't that a thing?
I can't remember if they do or don't. I think they do.
I asked that question, but it's a comment.
I think that's
they
a thing.
No, you don't have to do the tax thing.
Okay.
There. That's not bad.
No.
It's not a bad situation.
And you're, I don't know how, I feel like everything is like 8 hours away.
Lots of barbecue, though.
I want that. So I could deal with, that's why I could deal with it.
Okay.
I could, I'd take trips to Austin.
I got a tweet here.
A couple tweets.
At Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny. Someone says, what is the one on-air criticism you have for each other? That's a good one.
Oh.
Let's go.
There are dozens you could do for me.
I don't know. I think you're a pretty good broadcaster.
No, but there's plenty you could do. You want to go first or I go first?
You go first.
So Grant is so plugged in. He knows so much that
it sounds like a compliment sandwich.
This is. Sometimes he can't understand how not everybody knows that much. You know, you see what I'm saying? Where it's like, yeah, we all know that. You know that. Guy who texted the front office Freddie and this guy who like represents the other guy, then the rest of us are peons that are just lucky to get any morsel that we read in the newspaper. I think sometimes you forget that not everyone knows as much as you do.
So like when we're talking about, do we want to do this topic? And I'm like, they're not going to sign that guy. That's not worth it.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a criticism.
No, I think that's
is that critical? I don't know. I guess it is.
That's a good one. I'm going to say for Danny, one on-air criticism.
You could pick how I ask these weird meandering questions when we're talking to important guests.
No.
You could do anything. No egos here.
I'm just thinking. You know what I'll say for Danny is that you, during commercial breaks, leave as soon as we go to break.
Yeah.
And you don't come back until right when we come back from break.
That's a great one.
And it really annoys me because we can never really talk about what we're going to do next.
That's a great one.
Yeah. So, like, Danny loves to, like, the second we go to break,
yep,
he's out the door.
I got to get water. Like, I got to go to the bathroom.
I'll
got to get tea.
Grab him when he comes back so we can, like, yep, kind of lay out the next segment. And then generally you're coming back as the music's playing.
I think that's totally
whatever.
Fair.
So if I could, like, touch a button, it would be just, like, it'd be nice if, like,
don't go.
You didn't have to pee 30 times a day.
It is a
that
lot.
That would be better.
That's a great criticism.
I mean.
Because it's. I'm sitting here going, yep, that's right. I do all those things.
So that's a good question. That's why we play the game, Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
I believe you owe the people, you promised the people,
what
a starting lineup. I know the game happened. I know the game's already started, but you owe the people a starting lineup.
I remember,
Garris.
I was like trying to remember. We promised we would do something, and now I can't remember. That's what it was.
Can you imagine if someone's sitting there somewhere going, I really hope they do a starting lineup
I was
today.
Told there'd be a starting lineup today.
There's like,
I was specifically said they said they would.
Some guy tweeting us like, you guys said you'd do a starting lineup. It is time, ladies and gentlemen. The A-team is on the field playing under the lights in West Palm Beach for your Washington Nationals starting lineup. The shortstop, batting first, hitting 385. C.J. Abrams, right fielder, 316 average with an 890 OPS in the spring. Danny, it's the power-hitting player of the year, Lane Thomas.
The Lane train. Batting third, playing left field. Minor league signee. I'm not really sure what his future is here, but that's not important because this is the starting lineup. Jesse Winker. And the cleanup spot at first base. You know him, you like him, you tolerate him. Joey Meneses.
You go from you know him, you like him, to you tolerate him. It's very funny.
Doing bits.
Designated hitter, batting fifth. Signed a one-year deal for $5 million that was deferred over 3 years, which is immensely embarrassing Joey Gallo. Catcher, switch hitting slugger, 308 average on the spring, K-Bert Ruiz.
Batting, where are we at here? Seventh and playing third base with an 077 batting average this spring. Nick, catch the excitement, Senzel.
220 ops so far.
Oh, hey.
Need to string a couple hits together, Nicholas.
If you combine his OPS and the OPS of the guy after him, it still wouldn't be an average major leaguer from this spring. Batting second on his last opportunity, Luis Garcia.
And rounding out your Nationals order, please, 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 God Almighty.
Here we go.
Come please.
On. Come on,
win
Davey.
Win the job in center field over Victor Robles. He is the boy wonder, the speedy Jacob Young in center field. Abrams, Thomas, Winker, Manessis, Gallo, Ruiz, Senzel, Garcia, and the man they call J.Y., hitting 353 this spring, Jacob Young. Back in the swing of things.
Here we go. We're doing
it. It's like riding a bike, Darius.
With some bits.
They said we couldn't do a lineup today, didn't they? They said, what will happen if Grant and Danny don't remember to do the lineup? I guess we'll never know. Now, will we? For Darius and Ryan, G&D saying so long. We're back at it at 2 o'clock Monday.
Monday.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
I'm Toby Altizer with your sports update on The Fan. Big trade today for the Capitals. Evgeny Kuznetsov is going to the Carolina Hurricanes for a third-round pick. The Caps are back in action tomorrow at Capital One Arena, taking on the Blackhawks. On the diamond, the Nationals are leading the St. Louis Cardinals 4-2 in the first inning. Josiah Gray on the hill for the Nats. Joey Votto also accepted a Blue Jays non-roster invite. In the NBA tonight, the Wizards take on the Hornets at Capital One Arena. It's a 7 p.m. tip-off. You can hear that game over on the Team 980. The Wizards are looking to snap a 16-game losing streak. They're going to be without Marvin Bagley for a second straight game. In the NFL, the Ravens and defensive tackle Justin Madubuike agreed on a 4-year, $98 million deal. He's going to be getting $24.5 million annually. And in college hoops, Virginia Tech takes on Notre Dame tomorrow at 2:30. You can hear that right here on The Fan. On Sunday, Maryland takes on Penn State on the road at 7:30. You can hear that on the Team 980. From the Crop Midcap, Five Star Sports Desk, I'm Toby Altizer on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.